And a very good morning to you. Happy Thursday. My name is Sugar Bear.
I'm LaMolly.
How you doing? This is Denver's Urban Alternative Community Corner. I always want to say Sugar Bear's Community Corner, but it's our Community Corner.
It's our Community Corner.
This is when we highlight people in and of the community doing amazing things. And we got today, LaMolly.
We are here with Cristina de Lo Hoyo and Luis Trujillo from Museo de las Americas. Welcome.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
Thank you so much for joining us. So tell us a little bit about yourselves first, and then we'll get to talking about Museo de las Americas.
Yes. So my name is Cristina de Lo Hoyo. I'm the communications and media manager at Museo de las Americas. I've been in Denver for 15 years. Wow.
So long time, yeah.
Time flew by. And yes, and I've been with Museo for 2.5 years, a little bit over that. And I just love working in the community. I love what we do, you know, elevating Latin American art and culture in Denver. So yeah, that's me.
Hi, and I'm Luis Trujillo. I'm curator of the current exhibition at Museo, Espiritu Hemrosex, Beautiful Spirit. I'm also an artist myself, and I do dabble in drag every once in a while. I incorporate that into my practice also.
Yes.
And I work at Access Gallery. Shout out to Access Gallery, a local nonprofit working with artists with disabilities.
Very nice.
I mean, we're also located in the Art District on Santa Fe, right down the street from Museo.
So Museo is like the big pink building on Santa Fe. You can't miss it.
You can't. And we've been there for a long time, over 30 years. The museo was founded in 1991. And it's just, you know, it's a cultural treasure here in Denver for the Latino community. We do everything from exhibits to programming for children, youth, and adults. We offer a lot to the community, and the community, you know, also gives us a lot because we work closely with them.
And Museo de las Americas, so it is a museum dedicated to Latin American art. Why is that so important to be so specific?
So it is really important because we all know that representation matters, right? It's really interesting, like, the story of how it was founded. Basically, in the 70s and 80s, in the art world, there was basically communities of color were not very welcome in the art world, right? In the world and in Denver. And so basically in 1991, some Latino and Chicano, like Denver artists and art administrators were like, well, we are tired of this discrimination. We want representation. So we are going to found Museo de las Americas. So that's how it was founded, because of a need, right, of representation of Latin American people and Chicano artists being able to tell their stories.
And Luis, as a Latino artist, what does a place like Museo de las Americas mean for you?
As Cristina said, representation, and for this current exhibition, it's the first time Museo is featuring all LGBTQ Latinx artists. I feel like it's very important for us as queer people to be able to share our stories people living with intersectionalities as queer people, and then also as Latinx people here in America.
Mm-hmm. I have a quick question. You mentioned discrimination, and I think a lot of people don't think of discrimination in the art world. Can you expound on that a little bit? Like, what is that? Like, what does that look like, feel like, and what are some of the, you know, discrimination things that you face? They not give you the same opportunity, so on and so forth? Because we know what discrimination is, but when it comes to art, how does that work?
Yeah, it is more subtle.
Okay.
But it's basically when you go to an art museum and you don't see any Latino artists, any Chicano artists, any Latinas,
yeah.
You know, no women. So that's basically discrimination. You don't have the opportunity to tell your story, to express your struggles, to have a voice in the art world. That is discrimination.
Yes. And from a creative standpoint, I mean, you know, you're creative, you're creating art, and it is part of your story, right? If you don't get to share it like everyone else does, yeah, That's unfair. That's
or to see yourself represented in the art that you're doing.
Yeah.
Or feel like you even belong in the art world. Mm-hmm. I think, too, mm-hmm. that's why Museo, to me, is important.
It's also connected to pride, right?
Oh, yeah.
To be proud of your culture,
yes.
of your ancestors, of your traditions, you know, all of that is such an important part of the human experience. And if you remove that from a group of people, how what's that impact, right?
Right.
In that community, you are taking away power.
Yeah, for sure.
And, you know, at, again, representation matters.
Yes.
You know, growing up as a queer boy, I didn't see people who looked like me in the world. I didn't have anybody to look up to make me proud of my identity. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's why a lot of queer people remain closeted for a while. But, you know, it seems like there's definitely more representation out there for the queer youth to be able to look up to people who
yeah.
who represent them.
Absolutely.
And speaking of the youth, one thing that I think is so important about Museo de las Americas is like you're not just a space for people to go view art. You're a space for people to engage and learn. And you're passing that on to the young people through your school programs and your summer programs.
Yes, yes. That's a very important piece for us is education, right?
Mm.
So we do have a summer camp, obviously once a year in the summer. This year is totally sold out. So that's great. And also we have a youth leadership lab, and that's 3 times a year. And basically in the youth leadership lab, it's basically that intersectionality, right, between the art and social justice. We also bring, you know, presenters. They talk about mental health, financial literacy,
nice.
All kinds of, like, important issues. And they also are able to express themselves through art with also local artists. That's a very important piece, to have youth connected and in conversations with local artists in the community.
I love that. What is some of the reaction or some of the responses that you've gotten from the community where you have this representation in this museum for people to go, you know, learn about? Have you gotten a lot of great feedback from a lot of people?
Yes, it's mostly positive. I mean, I would say the most common responses are one being emotional. Getting emotional about, wow, this is the first time in my life that I go into a museum and I see myself on the walls, on a pedestal. I see someone who looks like my mother, like my grandmother. I learn about things that I didn't even know about my culture and traditions. That's one of the most common responses. And another one is feeling powerful, feeling like, wow, there is hope. We are powerful people.
Powerful,
we are
right.
resilient.
Say
we
it loud, yes.
We have gone through a lot, and we can go through a lot more, right?
Yes. And there seems to be a sense of pride for you, even for both of you, to be able to represent this. Like you said, there's a pride there, and that exudes, that comes through. So that's very welcoming. That's awesome.
And we can talk about the exhibit that you curated in a little bit. But what I love, too, walking in is, like, sandwiched on each side of the current exhibit is the pre-Columbian room, where you can go in and kind of see what pre-Columbian art looked like. And then on the other side is, well, I forget what it's called, but the colonial
the
or whatever.
Trigger.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which has more, like, religious kind of iconography and beautiful jewelry and what happened post-conquest. And it's so cool to see how then in the middle of that is whatever's happening right now.
That's awesome.
It's like fully encompasses our experience.
It gives you like more like a full picture, right? And those two semi-permanent exhibitions that we have there in the smaller galleries are actually part of our private collection and curated by our curatorial department. So yeah, they're very special, and you'll have a lot of time to see those because they'll be there for a while.
That's awesome. Okay, let's play a couple songs and get back to it, and we'll tell you about the exhibit. Again, we'll expand a little bit about that and the summer camp that's happening and whatever else you want to give the details about, okay? Let me get your names right. Cristina de Olio. Did I say it right? De Olio.
85%.
Okay. And Louis Trujillo. So thank you. Don't move. It's Community Corner, Sugar Bear and LaMolly. Hold up. It's 104.7 The Drop.
104.7 The Drop. You're here with Sugar Bear and LaMolly, and we are sitting with Cristina del Hoyo and Louis Trujillo of Museo de las Americas. Welcome. Thank you so much for joining us. We actually just got a text that says Museo de las Americas is a super cool place. Thank you for talking about this multicultural space.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And that's we are awesome. So happy to have you here.
Yeah.
So, Louis, you are the curator of the latest exhibit, Espíritu Hermosex. Can you tell us a little bit about this exhibit?
Yeah, the exhibition is meant to highlight the intersectionalities that we as queer Latinx people experience in life. And my goal was to also highlight the commonalities that we share with our straight Latinos as well. So whether that's self-acceptance, intimate relations, or culture, we have more in common than we have not in common with straight people. And then also, one of the biggest issues that I wanted to highlight is the issue of identity politics as marginalized people. So as of April 19th, there are 487 anti-LGBTQ bills, according to the ACLU. Thankfully, none of them are here in Colorado. So I'm grateful to our state for that. But you know, the same people who are creating these bills against the LGBTQ community are the same people who want to oppress people of color, women, the disabled community, Latinx people, and also the AAPI community. And so, you know, if we could all come together as one bigger force against those who want to oppress us, we could do some great things to get equality. But on another note, I just want to shout out all of the incredible artists who are part of the exhibition. So we have Claudia Zapata, Emilio Lobato, Eleazar Ortiz Roa, Lares Feliciano, Joel Hernandez, Alexander Hernandez, Cal Duran, Sean Trujillo, Adrian Raya, and Cherish Marquez, who all contributed some incredible artworks to the exhibition. And I'm excited to let you all know that tonight at 6 o'clock, we will have a curator and artist talk at Museo de las Americas. You can go to their website, museo.org, to register, and we would love to see you all there. And it will give the artists an opportunity to describe their artworks to you. Also, to kick off Pride Month in June, on First Friday, we're going to have a drag show at Museo de las Americas.
Very nice.
More on the incredible queens who are going to be performing that night. Yeah, so thank you. Thank you for the opportunity to talk about the exhibition.
You guys are busy. There's a lot going on. And I love that. LaMolly, before you jump in, I wanted to ask the artists that you mentioned, what's the process to get them their art featured in the museum? How does that work? And how do other artists who may want to be a part of this, how do they get involved?
So it's actually through the curator. So the curator has an idea.
Okay.
And they basically go through our website. There's a curatorial form there where they basically submit their idea and a proposal. And then basically they'll have a meeting with, you know, the director, our curatorial department, see if that idea and that proposal is something that we can come to reality, right? But yeah, it is through a curator more than through the artist directly, you know.
Okay, but there's an opportunity there for anyone. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
And you encourage that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And we work with local artists all the time.
I love that. Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
Yeah, and in this exhibit, it is a good mix of local artists, which I think is so important because just like you were talking about discrimination in the art world, there's a lot of gatekeeping as far as space, right? So to be able to have local artists, maybe lesser known, have a space in a museum is huge. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And we are very well known for that, you know, to give opportunities to all kinds of artists, right? Artists are emerging artists, artists are more like mid-career, you know, all throughout their career, right? Because we are aware of how important that is and to believe in artists that may not have had those opportunities before, right? We are a community museum. That's what we are, right? So our community is a vital part of us.
It's a beautiful word. We emphasize that word community here a lot. So that's which is why we have this segment to highlight people doing what you're doing. So
well, and speaking of the community, you guys just won an award.
Yeah. I see that.
You were best of from Westward, mm-hmm. best museum for locals in 2023 and best museum programs this year. Congratulations.
Congrats.
Thank you so much. We are very proud of our programming. We have an amazing team back at Museo just working hard to provide the best programming for adult children and teenagers. And also on that note, I just want to talk a little bit about our upcoming programming. So next week, on May 2nd, we have Papel Picado workshop. So if you want to learn more about how to make cool Papel Picado, we have that on Thursday next week from 5 to 6:30. We are working with a local artist as well for that.
Nice.
So people can register on our website, museo.org, and also next week on Friday, May 3rd, is our Cinco de Mayo celebration, first Friday, open to the public. We'll have ballet folklorico performances.
Very nice.
You know, a food truck, a bar, local vendors, local artists. So, yeah, come. We'll have a great time. And also coming up on June 1st, we have our annual fundraiser. It's called Noche de Museo, and we're celebrating Cuba. That is going to be, you know, tropical rhythms, amazing food. So also on our website, people can register and learn more.
I love that. I'm ready to go now.
You know, Latinos, we know how to party.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We're well known for that.
I want to go. I want to be there. That's
and,
awesome.
And I just want to mention also that as part of the exhibition, there's going to be a couple of other workshops. I don't know the exact dates, but one of the artists, Cal Duran, will be teaching how to make his Ojo de Dios that are part of the exhibition. And then Sean Trujillo will be teaching the craft of creating retablo. So you can check out the events calendar at museo.org to register for those workshops as well.
Yes.
It's a lot going on. So museo.org is the website if they want any more information, correct?
That is a website, and then for social media, it's Museo Denver.
Okay,
Museo Denver. Instagram, okay. Facebook, Twitter, YouTube.
Okay, I'm gonna follow you. I have to make sure I make sure I do. What a wonderful thing you guys are doing! Congratulations on everything, and thank you for your representation and what you're doing. It's very important for this community, for sure. And so, I think the people listening, we all appreciate what you're doing. So, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Anytime. Again, Christina, you say that because I don't want to mess it up.
No, you did good.
You did really
good. I was giving you a hard time. It's Cristina del Hoyo
and
Luis Trujillo. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. And here's your song that you asked for, Luis. We got you, okay? Disclosure featuring Sam Smith, Latch.
Yes.
Community Corner, 104.7 The Drop.